1 Corinthians chapter number 11. I want to read the first 16 verses, and we're going to go through a lot today, and we're going to do it. Let me just read the first 16 verses, and then we'll comment, make some comments, okay? Laura, it's good to see you. How are you feeling? 1 Corinthians 11. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. Now, by the way, remember, I didn't write this. And the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, forasmuch as he is the image of the glory and the glory of God. But the woman is the glory of man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman. But all things of God. Judging yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious. Now, before I read this verse, okay, we're in some deep territory right here. Deep territory. Huh? I didn't hear you, Dale. Yeah. A lot of controversial teaching here, and we're going to get into the teaching here. But here's a key part to this section that Paul just stated, so you kind of put it together. Verse number 16. But if any man seems to be contentious, if he's causing problems, if there's problems about this, about the head coverings and all, he says this, we have no such custom, neither do the churches of God. That ought to solve a lot of problems. But before we get to that verse, let's get back to verse number 1, okay? We're in some heavy territory. I mean, deep, deep stuff here, okay? He begins in verse number 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. And I've said many times, about being followers of Christ, that we're to be examples to others. And Paul is laying himself out here. The word followers, he says, be ye followers of me. The word followers literally means to mimic me, to imitate me. A lot of people would say, don't just do as I do, not as I say, or something to ever. He's literally saying, you do as I do. Whatever I do, you copy me, you mimic me, you follow me. Matter of fact, earlier in that same book, 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 16, he said these words. Wherefore I beseech you, be followers of me. He'd already told them that in chapter number 4. Follow me. Here again in verse number 1, follow me. I love that. Even as I am of Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. We read these words, if I can find it. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 17. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. So again, he's telling not just the church at Corinth, the the church in Ephesus, the church at Philippi. He tells them in 1 Thessalonians, the church at Thessalonica 1:6. He says, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 6. Let's see. Okay. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which you received of us. You yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. And he goes on, continue, but you get the picture. Paul puts himself out there as an example. You need to follow me. Wow. Not many people could say what Paul would say. Instead, we're quick to say this, and many of us will say this with the right thought. Hey, don't look at me, look at Jesus. And I understand why we say that, but wouldn't it be better if we said, hey, follow me as I follow Christ? That's a whole different thing when we say, hey, don't look at me, look at Jesus. I understand, but Paul didn't say that. Paul said, hey, you look at me, you follow me as I follow Christ. That's the key. While it is true that we must all ultimately look to Jesus, every one of us should be an example to follow. Paul was not claiming to be perfect or without sin. A matter of fact, in time won't allow me back, I was going to read these verses of scripture. Paul struggled with the flesh. Remember back in Romans chapter number 7, those verses there. Oh, wretched man that I am, those things that I do, I don't want to do. Those things that I don't do, I do. Who can deliver? I have a problem. Who can save me from this? I thank my Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul had problems. Matter of fact, don't we all? Dale is the only one who has a problem in this church. Whatever we all have, we all struggle with something. Every one of us. And I'm not going to go through the list, but there's something that we struggle with, every one of us. Paul struggled with some things, and we just read, you know, those things that I want to, anyway. Besides that, he said, listen, even though I'm in the flesh and I'm a sinner, matter of fact, he said in Book of Timothy, he said, I'm the chief of sinners. Paul, the apostle. He didn't say, I was the chief of sinners. He said, I am. The chief said, don't go out of here saying, well, Paul was just a wretched, backslidden Baptist or whatever. No, that ain't what he was saying. But he just knew the closer you got to God, the more you realize just how sinful we are. That's, okay, I got to move on, but you get the point. He says, you be a follower of me. Paul also knew, not only he was a good example, but he knew that it was not Paul, and I put that in quotes. One day I'll have a book, Danny. One of these days I'm going to step back a little bit and let Kyler kind of, he's the pastor. And it ain't now, but, and he'll become pastor. And I'll have time to do my Genesis, my Revelation. I've got all these books. Dr. McAllister's trying to get me going on this. He wants my wife. I'm going to let my wife needs to write a book. Dr. McAllister's asked her for years to write a book about being a preacher's wife and godly woman. Matter of fact, we're going to teach, we're going to teach that class. In college, this year, we're going to teach a class, a marriage class. Some of y'all may need to take that class. Husband and wife, we're going to teach in the ministry how the importance of marriage, and not just in the ministry, but you know, some of y'all may need to take that class, by the way. Amen, preacher. Okay. Anyway, she'll have time. Right. Okay. So I put this in my notes. It was not Paul, in quotes, who was a worthy example, but Paul, the follower of Jesus, who was the example. Get the difference. Follow me as I follow Christ.